"Halt," he called. "The camels must have turned while I slept. We are at the same place from where we started yesterday. There was no water to drink. There was no firewood to cook the food. The men spread the tents and lay down under them, saying, 'The wood and the water are gone. We are lost.' But the merchant said to himself, 'This is no time to rest. I must find water. If I give way to despair, all will be lost.' Then the merchant started away from the tent, watching the ground closely. He looked, he walked, and he walked. At last he saw a tuft of grass. There must be water somewhere under that sand, or the grass would not be here," thought the merchant. He ran back to the tent, shouting and calling, "Bring an axe and a spade. Come quickly." The men jumped up and ran with the merchant to the place where the grass was growing. They began to dig in the sand, and soon they struck a rock. The merchant jumped down into the hole and put his ear close to the rock. "Water! Water!" he cried. "I hear water running under the great rock. We must not despair." Then, raising his axe above his head, he struck a heavy blow. Again and again he struck the rock. At last the rock broke and the stream of water, clear as crystal, filled the hole almost before the merchant could jump out of it. A shout of joy burst from his lips of the men. They drank the water eagerly, and afterwards they led camels to the spring. Then they set up the pole and fastened the flag so that other traders might find the well. In the evening, the men again started their journey, and they reached the city the very next day.